السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we are still alive in this holy month of Ramadan. This is such a great month, full of blessings and virtues. We over and over hear about the fazail of Ramadan. And this is the month in which our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned there is one night, and that night is better than the worshipping of 1,000 months. And one of the important things and great virtue of this Laylatul Qadr is that Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected and chosen for the revelation of his most authentic book, the Holy Quran, in this Laylatul Qadr. Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Inna anzalnahu fi laylati mubarakah. Verily, we have revealed the Holy Quran from Lawh-e Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah on the first heaven on this particular night of Laylatul Qadr. Ulama say Qadr means value, valuable and precious thing. So Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most valuable. He has chosen his most valuable book, the Holy Quran, to reveal upon his most valuable prophet, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through most valuable angel, Jibrail Amin, Sayyidul Malaika, on a great and most valuable night of the year, Laylatul Qadr, for the best of the nation, Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kuntum khayru ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You see how link is, and this is the sufficient evidence for this night to be the greatest night of the year. And if a fortunate one can grab this opportunity and spend the night in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in the limited time, in the short time, he will achieve the most virtue of spending night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, the close meaning is that whoever, you know, get, this is the night, the holy month of Ramadan, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, made this night special, and it is the better than 1,000 months, and whoever achieve this night is the most fortunate person, and only that person will be deprived of the virtues and blessings of this night who is really mahroom, is really deprived of. So don't, you know, make ourselves to be in that group who are deprived from the blessings of this night. You know, my brothers and sisters, why a person deprived on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even such in such a blessed night? That because of his sins. Sins are the hurdle and blockade for us. Our amal and dua can go up to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person is unmindful, a person who is neglectful, and he doesn't care as every night is the same night for him. So that kind of person is really depriving himself. Because from his side there is no zeal, there is no enthusiasm, there is no love, there is no effort, there is no sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala doesn't care about this kind of person. So we should not commit a sin which can be, you know, blocked for us to deprive this night. There was a person who heard the bayan of one of the sheikh, and he said, you are always talking about mahroom, mahroom, the person is deprived. But look at me, I am not deprived. I am wealthiest person in the town. My business is running so smoothly. I have no headache, I have no body pain. I am healthy, I am wealthy. I am prospering day and night. Although I am not praying Salat 5 times, it doesn't affect my business, it doesn't affect my health or anything else. He was thinking prosperity and success in business is the sign that person is successful and is not deprived. No? Is not deprived. So the Sheikh asked him, when last time you remember that you woke up in the mid of night and spread musalla and prayed 2 rakat and cried to Allah? When this happened to you? Then started thinking. He never thought this way. He said, I can't remember. Maybe I haven't done. So Sheikh said, this is the depriving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving you tawfiq to spread musalla in front of him and pray and cry. This is the deprived. This is the real loss. People think, oh, I don't go to the masjid once in a while, I just go for Jummah, is okay, I am still Muslim. But think, my brothers, why Allah Ta'ala is not giving tawfiq to come to the masjid every day, at least 1 or 2 times? It's depriving. Allah doesn't like. Allah only invites those to whom He loves. And He is not inviting you, not giving you tawfiq to come to His house. It means there is something wrong from my side. Allah is not happy with my sins. I have to pardon, I have to seek pardon and apologize to my sins. So then Allah can be happy and grant me tawfiq to come to His house. This is the real deprivation, my brothers and sisters. So this holy month of the Laylatul Qadr is coming, and according to many ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hide. He has hidden this night for a purpose. Ulama explain, if the night would be fixed, for example, one time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out to inform Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that this particular night is Laylatul Qadr, then he found that 2 Sahaba were quarreling in the masjid. And because of that, he was made forget again this night. So he came and he expressed his sorrow that I knew exactly which night is the Laylatul Qadr and I was coming to inform you, but look at these 2 brothers were fighting and quarreling inside the house of Allah. And because of that sin, Allah Ta'ala made me forget again. I forgot now. So it shows the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it hidden, because if he would have fixed it, that for example 27th night or 25th night or 29th night is Laylatul Qadr, fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet there will be many people who would commit sin that particular night too, and they will be absent from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that would be very great danger for their iman and for their akhirat, that a person knows already that this night is the Laylatul Qadr and still doesn't care. It doesn't worship, doesn't ask forgiveness. That will be big problem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, at least remove that problem. Now no one knows which night is the Laylatul Qadr. So if a person is neglectful and unmindful and is not worshipping at night, any night of Ramadan, still he is out of that danger that he can say, "Ya Allah, I didn't know which night was Laylatul Qadr, otherwise I would make sure to worship." This is a human habit. Nafs is with him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy, has hidden it. So if a person is neglectfully past that night also, or past that night with committing sin, Allah will not catch him, Allah will not take him, because he doesn't know. That is one excuse Allah Ta'ala left for him to forgive him. That's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other thing, the reason ulama explained, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to pray many nights and ask forgiveness and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many nights, not only one night. If it would be fixed that this is the night, Laylatul Qadr, then we all depend on that only one night, and all 29 nights we will be unmindful. But now Laylatul Qadr is hidden, so we are searching every night, making little effort every night, so we can catch that particular night. That's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boasting upon the angels. When the mu'min is spending night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasting among the people, that look at the among the angels, that look at you people, well, arguing and criticizing me with me, that why are you creating such a nation who's going to cause chaos, and they will do the bloodshed and this and that. Look at now, he is not sleeping, he is awake, he is asking my forgiveness, he is crying to me. So this is the matter of boasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that look for this night of Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights. So specifically Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that if you miss 20 nights is okay, but don't miss last 10 nights. Among those last 10 nights, one of the night definitely will be Laylatul Qadr. And there are some hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found in specific occasion there was 21st night, other occasion was 27, other hadith said is 29. So last 10 nights, and especially in the odd nights, now cut off from 10 to 5. And one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look for, search for the Laylatul Qadr in last 7 nights. But let's see the 5 nights, the odd nights, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th and 29th. These 5 nights, my brothers, none of us, should miss. And that's one of the main reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam constantly, regularly was sitting for i'tikaf. And this is a sunnatul muakkada, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout his life sat for i'tikaf. Hadrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrated anna nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya'tikifu al-ashr al-awakhir min ramadan hatta توفاه الله تعالى ثم اعتكف ازواجه من بعده رواه مسلم وبخاري. That Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala said that my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sit for itikaf last 10 nights of the holy month of Ramadan until he passed away. Meaning, every year without missing, he used to sit for itikaf. Summa taqafa azwajuhu min ba'den, after his demise, his azwaj mutahharat, ummahatul mu'mineen, they used to continue sitting for itikaf. So this is the mas'ala derived from this hadith, that itikaf is not only for the men. People, our mothers and sisters think, oh, itikaf, we have to sit in the masjid, this is only for the men folk. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not deprive the woman folk as well. Inna al-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat wal-salihin wal-salihat, you know, kanitina wal-kanitat. Allah has included male and female, both of them, equal. So this opportunity is not only for the men, but it is for the our sisters and mothers as well, as proven from this hadith. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's azwaj mutahharat, ummahatul mu'minin, they also used to sit, especially Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, Hazrat Hafsa, Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu anha, they used to sit every Ramadan, but not in the masjid. That's the only difference. A male will sit inside the masjid for 10 nights, from the 21st night until he sees the moon of Shawwal. As for the woman, Allah Ta'ala made very easy and comfortable that they can sit in one of the room, one of the corner of the house. Fix one corner of the house and then sit in that corner. Most of the time sleep also in that corner. And then she can do little work of the house, also cleaning the, you know, utensils or cooking something, and then come back immediately and remain in that corner, in that particular place. And that will be regarded the itikaf for our sisters. So I encourage mothers and sisters also, don't deprive yourself from this great sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala, fil mu'takafi huwa ya'tikufu az-dhunuba wa tajri lahu min al-hasanati ka'amil al-hasanati kulliha. That there's an advantage for the mu'taki, for a person sitting in the masjid for itikaf for sunnah 10 days. He is, you know, protecting himself from the zunub, from the sins. Because when a person is socializing, he's among the people, even among the relatives, he's going to say something, he's going to do something, he's going to hear some ghibat, backbiting or something. Because he's among the people, someone is going to say something, or he's going to say something to someone. But sitting, secluding himself in the corner of the masjid, no one is allowed to enter in his place. So he's secluded from the people. No one is entering there. He's not going out. So he's protected from socializing, gossiping, talking, worldly things, and commenting or doing all this kind of stuff. So this one of the benefit of sitting for itikaf, that all 10 days and 10 nights, he will be protected from the zunub, from committing sin. وَيَجْرِ لَهُ مِنَ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَآمِرِ الْحَسَنَاتِ. And he will think, oh, I am deprived of the taking part in the Salatul Janazah. Someone passes away, he cannot go out for Salatul Janazah. So now he thinking, oh, I am deprived of such a great reward. In holy month of Ramadan, I am not able to attend the funeral. No. Because he is sitting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, secluding himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to deprive him. Without attending the funeral, he will get the reward of the funeral as well, because of his intention. Innamal a'malu binniyat. His intention was, if I would be outside, if it would be other than Ramadan, definitely I'm going to attend that funeral. But because I'm sitting for itikaf, I'm not able to go out. So this is because of the Sharia. Sharia is a blocking his way. That's why, because of his intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deprive him and grant him the full reward as he attended the funeral. And all other activities he couldn't do because of the itikaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him without doing. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated one more hadith. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yajtahidu fil ashr al awakhir ma la yajtahidu fi ghayrihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make effort during the last 10 days of Ramadan to that extent, he never used to do that much of effort and sacrifice and mujahada in rest of the year. That last 10 days was extraordinary. He is like a mad, he's just doing ibadat, dua, crying, zikrullah, all the time. So that should be our attitude as well. We should not waste a single minute without worshipping or remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the hadith Rasul Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, Kana Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha dakhala ashr al-awakhir shadda mi'zarahu wa ahya laylahu wa ayqaza ahlahu. This is the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. That whenever last 10 days of Ramadan used to enter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tie his waist belt, meaning his lower garment he used to tie. What does it mean? That now is mustahid, is musta'id, is prepared, is ready to do the ibadah, to do the sacrifice, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these 10 nights, he never used to go to the bed. Whole night. Ahyal, especially, she said in the hadith, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to ahya laylahu. Ahya laylahu, ulama explained, that he used to make the night alive. Ahya laylahu, meaning he used to make the night alive. Meaning what? From sunset till Subah Sadiq, he never used to sleep. He used to make the whole night alive, spending in the ibadat, in the dua, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what it means. And remember, the Laylatul Qadr start from sunset, not after Taraweeh. Most of the brothers, they start praying after Taraweeh. And that chunk of the night, full of virtues, they miss, they ignore. From the time of sunset, between Maghrib and Isha, they don't pray anything, they don't do any wazifa, they don't do any zikr. Oh, night will start after Taraweeh, then I will spend. No, as soon as sun set down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend on the first heaven, the angels proclaiming all the announcements starting from the sunset. So that period, 1.5 hours or 1 hour between Maghrib and Isha, is very, very valuable. And most of us waste the time, do not regard that time. So, and then what Rasulullah wants to do, وَأَيْقَزَ أَهْلُهُ. It's not only he is making mujahada, making a night alive, but he used to awake his relative as well. Azwaj Mutahhar, okay, wake up, tonight you're not going to sleep. Stand with me, pray with me, make dua with me. وَأَيْقَزَ أَهْلُهُ. So this is what we should do. We should spend the night, preferably at home, if you don't come in the masjid. And then make ibadat with your wife and with your children. Make them also awake. Let them recite the Quran. Let them make some zikrullah. Let them make salatul tasbih and tahajjud, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Taharru laylatul qadri fil vitri min al ashri al awakhir min Ramadan. You must look and search for the laylatul qadr, last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, that I ask Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I find that some sign, there are some signs. So if I find this night is Laylatul Qadr, what special dua should I make? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned her that you must make this dua, Allahumma inni innaka afu, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibul afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibul afwa fa'afu anni. So this is the dua we should continue making throughout the night. My brothers, some very important points, how to spend last 10 days, not only Laylatul Qadr, all last 10 days. Number one, during the day, we should not commit sin. Try to abstain from sin deliberately, intentionally. If something mistake happens, ask forgiveness. But if you commit a sin during the day, Allah will deprive you at night, because Allah already angry with you. You committed sin and didn't ask forgiveness, and sun is setting, and the Laylatul Qadr is beginning, Allah is going to deprive you. He will keep you busy with some other things, and you will be unmindful to achieve the blessings of the Laylatul Qadr. So make sure during the day, deliberately, intentionally, don't commit sin. At the time of iftar, as sunset, the Laylatul Qadr start. Don't comment, don't joke, don't pass in any worldly things. while you are making iftar or socializing, at that 5-10 minutes, you're going to sleep, you know, tongue slip, something will say, and that will be displeased to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your beginning of the night already destroyed. Allah is not happy with you. You slander or make joke or, you know, say some ghibat, bad word about someone jokingly. You think it's just a joke, I'm just breaking fast, just passing time. No, that 1-2 sentence is enough for you to destroy the whole night. So don't destroy your night in the beginning of the night. Make sure, keep quiet during all these 10 nights. Don't gossip and don't slander, don't make any biting. And then make sure all 10 nights that you must come to the masjid at least for Fajr and Isha. If you pray all Isha 10 nights with the congregation and you come all Fajr 10 nights with congregation, even during the day, during nights, you couldn't make that much of effort. But because of continuous coming for Isha and Fajr, Allah is already going to grant you the reward of worshipping whole night. And this is one of the benefits sitting for i'tikaf. Even a person is sleeping, is regarded in ibadah. Is he sleeping also regarded as ibadah? So these 10 nights, make sure if you want to achieve the Laylatul Qadr for free, without effort, come for Isha, pray Isha with congregation, and make Fajr with congregation, the whole night will be written for you as the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure you sleep with the wuzu. Very, very great, amal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person is sleeping with a wuzu, his soul goes to the arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah, and makes sujood. Just imagine, this is Laylatul Qadr, great night, and you are sleeping with wudu, and your soul is going all the way to the arsh of Allah, and he has the opportunity to bow down and prostrate in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great reward. Laylatul Qadr, you're making sujood on the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So little amal, make sure don't sleep at night without performing wuzu. And this reward you're going to achieve without any effort. You are sleeping, but your soul will make on your behalf sujood at the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these 10 nights, please make sure, brothers and mothers, sisters as well, if you don't make wuzu, you just sleep without wuzu, this opportunity your soul will not get. He will be deprived. It's a condition, sleep with the wuzu. And then whatever time during the day working, keep yourself busy with the zikrullah and istighfar and kalma, tayyibah, etc. May Allah give a tawfiq to take care of this Laylatul Qadr and whole last 10 days of the holy month.